Hello and welcome to this exploring session. This time we're looking at the Brome Abraham and Isaac play, a random survival from East Anglia, though there are interesting similarities with the Chester Cycle Abraham play. An earlier exploration of that can be found down the list of the podcast. We did it 5 years ago in a slightly different format. The manuscript is dated towards the end of the 15th century, though it could have had an older genesis, and it's probably messy. That's sort of the nature of the beast. If you don't know the story of Abraham and Isaac, well, trigger warning for anyone whose father has threatened to kill you because of the voices in their head. It's a powerful and very clever play, which we enjoyed working on, though it would be fair to say that we possibly took it lighter than perhaps the nature of the play should have allowed. It's brilliantly structured, though it's almost impossible to square the circle of its own immorality. This isn't the first or the last time we will meet Abraham. There are at least 7 plays I can think of off the top of my head where he features at length, and there are certainly more where he just pops his head round the door. I plan to create a compare and contrast playlist for the future when I've got enough of these recorded. But for now, here is the first stab of getting into the text. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. Do go back and listen to the Chester Abraham if you like, and suggest thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Richard Fawcett, Liz Cole, Alan Scott, Mark Scanlon, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is the Brome Abraham and Isaac play. So, shall we say, Richard, if you could be Abraham, if you could be Isaac, sir.
Yes.
Okay, no, you can be the angel, I'll be God. God doesn't say very much. Okay, so Abraham starts the play in a nice, cheerful fashion. Everything's going to go well. Isn't God great? Nothing can go wrong. I think that's the starting point for this. Abraham definitely thinking that life's fantastic.
Father of heaven, omnipotent, with all my heart to thee I call. Thou hast give me both land and rent, and my life load thou hast me sent. I thank thee highly evermore of all. First of the earth thou madest Adam, and Eve also to be his wife. All other creatures of them two came. And now thou hast granted me, Abraham, here in this land to lead my life. In my age thou hast granted me this, that this young child with me shall one. I love no thing so much, ye wis, except thine own self, dear father of bliss, as Isaac here, my own sweet son. I have divers children more, the which I love not half so well. This fair, sweet child, he cheers me so in every place where that I go, that no disease here may I fell. And therefore, Father of heaven, I thee pray for his health and for his grace. Now, Lord, keep him both night and day, that never no disease nor no fray come to my child in no place. Now, come on, Isaac, my own sweet child. Go we home and take our rest.
Abraham, my father so mild, to follow you I am full pressed, both early and late.
Come on, sweet child, I love thee best of all the children that ever I begat.
So, no favouritism there at all. And, of course, as such a loving family, nothing can go horribly wrong at all. Mine angel, fast hie thee thy way, and unto middle earth anon thou go. Abraham's heart now will I assay, whether that he be steadfast or no. Say I commanded him for to take Isaac, his young son that he loved so well, and with his blood sacrifice he make, if any of my friendship he will fell. Show him the way unto the hill, where that his sacrifice shall be. I shall assay now his good will, whether he loveth better his child or me. All men shall take example him by my commandments, how they shall fulfill.
It's jealous God, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There is a suggestion in the gods that say I commanded him for to take. So it's like, just say it, you know. It's not true.
Hypothetical.
It's that sort of thing of, it is a test. He's no intention of doing it. But it is still not an attractive sight to God, shall we say. And it gets worse, don't worry. There's play has more horrendousness to come. Okay, so Abraham is presumably now praying and being all dutiful to God.
Yeah. Now, Father of heaven that formed all thing, my prayers I make to thee again. For this day my tender offering here must I give to thee certain. Ah, Lord God, almighty King, what manner beast will make thee most fain? If I had thereof very knowing, it should be done with all my main full soon anon. To do thy pleasing on an hill, verily it is my will, dear Father God alone.
Abraham, Abraham, will thou rest? Our Lord commandeth thee for to take Isaac, thy young son, thou lovest best, and with his blood sacrifice thou dost make. Unto the land of vision thou shalt thou go, and offer my child unto thy Lord. I shall thee lead and show also unto God's heast Abraham accord, and follow me upon this green.
Welcome to me be my Lord send, and his hest I will not withstand. Yet Isaac, my young son in land, a full dear child to me hath been. I had liefer, if God had be pleased, for to a forbore all the good that I have, than Isaac my son should a be deceased, so God in heaven my soul mot save. I love never thing so much in erd, and now I must the child go kill. Ah, Lord God, my conscience is strongly steered, and yet, my dear Lord, I am sore afeard to grouch anything against your will. I love my child as my life, but yet I love my God much more. For though my heart would make any strife, yet will I not spare for child nor wife, but do after my Lord's law. Though I love my son never so well, yet smite off his head soon I shall. Our Father of heaven, to thee I kneel, and hard death my son shall fell, for to honour thee, Lord, withal.
Abraham, Abraham, this is well said, and all these commandments look thou save, but in thy heart be nothing dismayed.
Nay, nay, forsooth I hold me well paid to please my God with the best that I have. For though my heart be heavily set to see the blood of my own dear son, yet for all this I will not let. But Isaac, my son, I will go fet and come as fast as ever we can. Now, Isaac...
Just pause there, because you're going to go and find your son, Isaac. So it's that thing... I love the way that God, the angel says, in thy heart be nothing dismayed. Don't worry, just kill your son. It'll be fine. It's played with irony really nicely, the way the opening speech is all, isn't my son great? Here's my son. Nothing going to... Oh, I'm so fine for my son. And then, yeah. And it does it again. God says what's going to happen. Abraham does another speech about, oh, God, isn't it great? Aren't you wonderful? And he appears and just ruins his day somewhat. We have got... the additional irony of the fact that Isaac now doesn't know what is about to happen. So enjoy this irony, gentlemen.
Now, Isaac, my own son dear, where art thou, child? Speak to me.
My fair sweet father, I am here, and make my prayers to the Trinity.
Rise up, my child, and fast come hither, my gentle barn that art so wise, for we two, child, must go together and unto my Lord make sacrifice.
I am full ready, my father. Lo, even at your hands I stand right here, and whatsoever ye bid me do, it shall be done with glad cheer, full well and fine.
Isaac, my own son so dear, God's blessing I give thee and mine. Hold this faggot upon thy back, and here myself shall fire bring.
Father, all this here will I pack. I am full fain to do your bidding.
Our Lord of Heaven, my hands I wring, this child's words all to wound my heart. Now, Isaac's son, go we our way unto yon mount with all our main.
Go, my dear father, as fast as I may, to follow you. I am full fain, although I be slender.
It's just the fact he's so annoyingly eager, isn't he? I kind of want him to die.
Yeah.
Is that thing. Here you are. Take the thing, the thing I'll use to burn your body in effigy for God later. Mm. Where's the, and we're coming up to the next fun little bit of irony. Abraham.
Our Lord, my heart breaketh on twain. This child's words, they be so tender. Isaac, my son, anon lay it down. No longer upon thy back it hold, for I must make me ready bon to honour my Lord God, as I should.
Lo, my dear father, where it is. To cheer you alway, I draw me near. But, father, I marvel sore of this. Why that ye make this heavy cheer? And also, father, evermore dread I, where is your quick beast that ye should kill? Both fire and wood we have ready, but quick beast have we none on this hill. A quick beast, I wot well, must be dead, your sacrifice for to make.
Dread thee not, my child, I thee read. Our Lord will send me unto this dead place some manner a beast for to take through his sweet sond.
Your father, but my heart beginneth to quake to see that sharp sword in your hand. Why bear ye your sword drawn so? Of your countenance I have much wonder.
Oh, Father of Heaven, so I am woe. This child here breaketh my heart on sunder.
Tell me, dear father, ere that ye cease, bear ye your sword drawn for me?
Isaac, sweet son, peace, peace, for I wist thou break my heart on three.
Now, truly somewhat, father, ye think, that ye mourn thus more and more.
Our Lord of Heaven, thy grace let sink, for my heart was never half so sore.
I pray you, father, that ye will let me it wit. Whither shall I have any harm or no?
Ye wis, sweet son, I may not tell thee yet. My heart is now so full of woe.
Dear father, I pray you, hideth not from me, but some of your thought that ye tell on.
Ah, Isaac, I must kill thee.
Kill me, father? Alas, what have I done? If I have trespassed against you aught, with a yard ye may make me full mild, and with your sharp sword kill me naught. Very wist, father, I am but a child.
I am full sorry, son, thy blood for to spill, but truly, my child, I may not cheese.
Now would I to God my mother were here on this hill. She would kneel for me on both her knees to save my life. And certain that my mother is not here, I pray you, father, change your cheer and kill me not with your knife.
Forsooth, son, but if I thee kill, I should grieve God right sore, I dread. It is his commandment and also his will that I should do this same deed. He commanded me, son, for certain, to make my sacrifice with thy blood.
And is it God's will that I should be slain?
Certainly bloody is.
Yes, it's good.
Evil bastard.
Is that thing of, that build-up of going, I just love the bit where he goes, where's the beast we're to hear of? Is there a beast here to kill? Where's the beast to kill? And he's sitting three times. And I just love that thing of, yeah, it's you. Oh, that's what a big sword you've got there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like the fact you can just beat me, Dad. That if I've done anything wrong, just beat me. That'll be fine. Then you don't have to kill me. It's got some good points. Anyway, continue.
Yea, truly, Isaac, my son, so good, and therefore my hands I wring.
Now, father, against my lord's will, I will never grouch loud nor still. He might have sent me a better destiny if I had been his peacer.
Forsooth, son, but if I did this deed, grievously displeased our Lord will be.
Nay, father, God forbid that ever ye should grieve him for me. Ye have other children, one or two. The witch he should love, well, be kind. I pray you, Father, make ye no woe. For I be once dead, and fro you I go, I shall be soon out of your mind. Therefore, do our Lord's bidding, and when I'm dead, then pray for me. But, good Father, tell ye my mother nothing. Say that I am in another country dwelling.
Yeah, he's been through the serial killer thing before, this kid, hasn't he?
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. It's fine. You've got at least two other children that we know of. Just don't tell Mum. He's playing all the right notes. How much of this is a deliberate ploy? That is the question. Right?
Is
it that thing of humour the serial killer?
Yeah, yeah. Just say I've gone to Egypt with Thomas Cook. Yeah.
And the thing is, Isaac is going to go even further because he's actually going to be the enthusiastic sacrificial victim. That's what's coming next. So he's going to turn full circle. He's going to be persuading Abraham to do the deed. Anyway, where have we got to?
Isaac, again. Isaac, blessed must thou be. My heart beginneth strongly to rise to see the blood of thy blessed body.
Father, sin, it may be no otherwise. Let it pass over as well as I. But, Father, ere I go unto my death, I pray you bless me with your hand.
Now, Isaac, with all my breath, my blessing I give thee upon this land, and God's also thereto we wis. Oh, Isaac, son, up thou stand, thy fair, sweet mouth that I may kiss.
Now farewell, my own father so fine, and greet well my mother inerred. But I pray you, Father, to hide mine eyne, that I see not the stroke of your sharp sword, that my flesh shall defile.
Son, thy words make me weep full sore. Now, my dear son Isaac, speak no more.
Ah, my own dear father, wherefore? We shall speak together here but a while, and certain that I must needs be dead. Yet, my dear father, to you I pray, smite but a few strokes at my head, and make an end as soon as ye may, and tarry not too long.
Thy meek words, child, make me afraid, so well away may be my song, except all only God's will. Ah, Isaac, mine own sweet child, yet kiss me again upon this hill. In all this ward is none so mild.
Now truly, father, all this tarrying, it doth my heart but harm. I pray you, father, make an ending.
Come up, sweet son, into my arm. I must bind thy hands too, though thou be never so mild.
Oh, it's a fascinating action. Goes and hugs him, and then immediately says, "I now need to bind your arm."
This is child sacrifice porn.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It's all. Oh, by the way, Mark, read ahead. You'll be the doctor at the end.
The doctor at the end.
The doctor at the end.
You haven't got a chance.
You've got the job of summing up why this is moral.
and a best of British luck.
Yeah. This is one of the most horrific parts of the Bible. I've never understood how anyone can find any decent moral implication of this.
Yes, you can view yourself as the NHS talking to the government.
The dialogue of the deaf and the daft.
Okay, so now for the binding. Excellent, so that's where we were.
Come up, sweet son, into my arm. I must bind thy hands too, though thou be never so mild.
Ah, mercy, father, why should ye do so?
That thou shouldest not let me, my child.
Nay, wish, father, I will not let you. Do on me for all your will, and on the purpose that ye have set you. For God's love, keep it forth still. I am full sorry this day to die. But yet I keep not my God to grieve. Do on your list for me heartily. My fair sweet father, I give you leave. But father, I pray you evermore, tell ye my mother of this no deal. If she wast it, she would weep full sore. For I wis, father, she loveth me yet full will. God's blessing have mote she. Now farewell, my mother so sweet. We two be like to no more to meet.
Isaac's son, thou makest me greet, and with thy words distemperest me.
You wist, sweet father, I am sorry to grieve you. I cry you mercy of all of that I have done. and of all trespass that ever I did me view. Now, dear Father, forgive me ere ye have done. God of heaven, be with me.
Dear child, leave off thy moans. In all thy life thou grieved me never once. Now blessed be thy body and bones, that thou were bred and born to me. Thou hast be to me, child, full good. But he wist, child, though I mourn never so fast, yet must I needs here at the last in this place shed all thy blood. Therefore, my dear son, here shall thou lie. Unto my work I must me steady. Wiss I had as lief myself to die, if God will be pleased with my deed and mine own body for to offer.
Ah, mercy, Father, mourn ye no more. Your weeping make my heart sore, as my own death that I shall suffer. Your curse, Father, about mine eyne ye wind.
So I shall, my sweetest child, in erd.
Now yet, good Father, have this in mind, and smite me not often with your sharp sword, but hastily that it be sped.
And so at some point the handkerchief is placed round the eyes, the blindfold is there. Good advice there is please one swift chop would be good. Don't want to be hacking away.
Yeah, but if he keeps it going long enough, the child will say, no, take your time.
Yeah.
Hurt me like hell.
Yeah.
Now farewell, my child, so full of grace.
Ah, Father, turn downward my face, for of your sword I am ever adread.
To do this deed I am full sorry, but, Lord, thine haste I will not withstand.
Ah, Father of heaven, to thee I cry, Lord, receive me into thy hand.
Lo, now the time comes certain that my sword in his neck shall bite. Ah, Lord, my heart riseth there again. I may not findeth in my heart to smite. My heart will now thereto, yet fain I would work my Lord's will. But this young innocent lies so still, I may not findeth in my heart him to kill. O Father of heaven, what shall I do?
Ah, mercy, Father, why tarry ye so? And let me lie thus long on this heath. Now I would to God the stroke were due. Father, I pray you heartily, short me of my woe, and let me not look thus after my death.
Now, heart, why wouldest thou not break on three? Yet shall thou not make me to my God unmild. I will no longer let for thee, for that my God aggrieved would be. Now hold the stroke, my own dear child.
I am an angel. Thou mayst be blind, that from heaven to thee is sent. My Lord thanketh thee, an hundred scythe, for the keeping of his commandment. He knoweth thy will, and also thy heart, that thou dreadest him above all thing. And some of thy heaviness to put depart, a fair ram yonder I can bring. He standeth tied, lo, among the briars. Now, Abraham, amend thy mood, for Isaac thy young son, that here is, this day shall not shed his blood. Go, make thy sacrifice with yon ram, for unto heaven I now go home. Now, farewell, blessed Abraham. The way is full gain that I mot gone. Take up thy son, so free.
Our Lord, I thank thee of thy great grace. Now I am yeaved in divers wise. Arise up, Isaac, my dear son, arise. Arise up, sweet child, and come to me.
Ah, mercy, Father, why smite ye naught? Ah, smite on, Father, once with your knife.
Peace, my son, and take no thought, for our Lord of heaven hath granted thy life by his angel now, that thou shalt not die this day, son, truly.
Yeah, I just want to stop there, because, you know, there's part of me thinking this is a really great parenting strategy, which is basically put the fear of God literally into your child. He's never going to do anything wrong ever again.
Is this the agenda behind the play?
Brutal. It really is, and it's the thing you've got Isaac, again, the irony playing of going, Daddy, come on, chop your head off.
Get up, you move on.
Get on with it. And it's that thing, you know, he's so, you know, whereas I would be, you know, oh, God's forgiven you. I'd go, oh, for fuck's sake. That's my immediate reaction, just for poor Isaac. So God's going to pop in to finalise the situation. And then the doctor is going to attempt to...
square the circle.
To legitimise it, yes. We're into the home straight now. Got to kill a sheep yet, so, you know, it's still more horrors to come.
I'll do that one again, right,
yeah,
okay.
Do that one again to run.
Peace, my sweet son, and take no thought, for our Lord of Heaven hath grant thy life by his angel now, that thou shalt not die this day, son, truly.
Ah, father, full glad then were I. Iwis, father, I say Iwis, if this tale were true.
100 times, my son, fair of hue, for joy thy mouth now will I kiss.
Ah, my dear father Abraham, will not God be wroth that we do thus?
No, hardily, my sweet son, for he hath sent us yon same ram hither down to us. Yon beast shall die here in thy stead, in the worship of our Lord alone. Go fetch him hither, my child, indeed.
Father, I will go hent him by the head, and bring yon beast with me anon. Ah, oh, sheep, sheep, blessed mote thou be. Be thou mate be may, that ever thou were sent down hither, thou shalt this day die for me, in the worship of the Holy Trinity. Now come fast and go we together to my Father in high. Though thou never be so gentle and good, yet I had liefer thou sheddest thy blood, Iwis, sheep, than I. Lo, father, I have brought here full smart this gentle sheep, and him you I give. But, Lord God, I thank thee with all my heart, for I am glad that I shall live and kiss once my dear mother.
You might have thought that the medieval audience would be sitting there thinking, it's a lamb, it's Jesus.
Yes.
Right.
Where did we get to?
Now be right merry, my sweet child, for this quick beast that is so mild here I shall present before all other.
And I shall fast begin to blow. This fire shall burn a full good speed. But, father, while I stoop down low, ye will not kill me with thy sword, I trow.
He knows his father, doesn't he?
Yes, it's just a gallows humour. Ah, oh, you're not going to just kill me when I'm not looking, are you, Dad?
No, hardily, sweet son, have no dread. My morning is past.
Yeah, but I would that sword were in a gled. For it was, father, it makes me full ill aghast.
Lord God of heaven in Trinity, almighty God, omnipotent, mine offering I make in the worship of thee, and with this quick beast I thee present. Lord, receive thou mine intent, as thou art God and ground of our gree.
Abraham, Abraham, will not thou speed, and Isaac, thy young son thee by. Truly, Abraham, for this deed I shall multiply your brother's seed. As thick as stars be in the sky, both more and less, and as thick as gravel in the sea, so thick multiplied your seed shall be. This grant I Yao for your goodness. Of Yao shall come fruit, great one, and ever be in bliss without... What have you got?
Without an end.
Without an end. For ye dread me as God alone, and keep my commandments, everyone. My blessing I give wheresoever ye wend.
Lo, Isaac, my son, how thinketh ye by this work that we have wrought? Full glad and blithe may we be against the will of gods, that we grouched not upon this fair heath.
Our father, I thank our Lord every dell, that my wit served me so well. For to dread God more than my death.
Why, dear worthy son, were thou a dread? Hardily, child, tell me thy lore.
Yeah, by my father, faith, father, now I have read, I was never so afraid before, as I have been at yon hill. But by my faith, father, I swear, I will never more come there, but it be against my will.
Yea, come on with me, my own sweet son, and homeward fast now let us gone.
By my faith, father, therefore I am. I'd never so good will to go home and speak with my dear mother.
Our Lord of Heaven, I thank thee, for now I may lead home with me Isaac, my young son, so free, the gentlest child above all other. Now go we forth, my blessed son.
I grant, Father, and let us go on. For by my troth, were I at home, I would never go out under that form. This may I well avow. I pray God give us grace evermore, and all that we be holding to.
Okay, we'll just pause there before the doctor steps in. Several little interesting things. It's almost like Abraham's quietly disavowing what just happened.
Yes.
At that point, isn't
it? It's denial.
That, why, dear worthy son, were thou scared? Hardly, child. Tell me, you weren't really scared. Yeah. It's fine. I was only kidding.
Yeah, you only bowed
Daddy's
my hand.
Just teasing.
Yeah, you only bowed my hands, tied me around the eyes and waved a big sharp stick at me.
Yeah, and you'll never go into that hill again.
No, too bloody right, mate.
But presumably too, he's scared for his own son because he doubted.
Yeah. Hmm. Yes. Yes. In the biblical sense, yes. In the sense of treating this play with slightly more respect than we are currently giving it. It's interesting. God, you know, when he turns up, says you will have, you know, lots of seed.
There's the risk of having to apologise to God, if not to the audience, that this took the best part of a dozen pages and it should have just been done by the end of line 12.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, Doctor, you're up. Good luck. Convince the audience that have just watched this that it's all perfectly reasonable.
Lo, sovereigns and sirs, now have we shewed this solemn story to great and small. It is good learning to learned and lewd, and to the wisest of us all, without an any barring. For this story showeth you here how we should keep to our power God's commandments without grouching. Trow ye, sirs, and God sent an angel and commanded you your child to slay. By your truth, is there any of you that either would grouch or strive there again? How think you now, sirs, thereby? I trow there be three or four or mo, and these women that weep so sorrowfully, when that their children die them for, as nature will and kind. It is but folly, I may well avow, to grouch against God or to grieve you, for ye shall never see him mischieved, will I know, by land nor water have this in mind. And grouch not against our Lord God, in wealth or woe, whether that he you send, though ye be never so hard bestead, for when he will, he may it amend. His commandment truly if you keep with good heart, as this story hath now showed you before, and faithfully serve him while you be caught, that ye may please God both even and morn. Now Jesu that weareth the crown of thorn, bring us all to heaven bliss.
I do quite like this, actually, in the sense that he just goes, now, if you were told by God to kill your child, would you do it? And all you who are weeping over there, all those women who are crying, you know, because your children are going to die. It's this whole thing about constantly saying, you know, don't grouch against God, don't complain about your lot, which presumably means there's quite a lot of people complaining about their lot at this time. It could be worse. You could have to murder your children. Or could be worse, you could be murdered by your father. I always like a thing, you know, and now the end. Now Jesus that wore the crown of thorn, bring us all to heaven bliss. It's just that look, juxtaposition. Lovely things, horrible things. Any other thoughts on this particular?
There's plenty of horrors in the Bible that they didn't bother to stage.
And it's something which Christianity has actually never managed to resolve, is it? The imbalance between this asshole God, and the Nazarene,
It's a total, reboot. But it's the fact that they need him to have been prophesied, therefore they need to connect with the Jewish prophecies and the other prophecies that exist, and so they sort of need that, and so they have to try and square the circle. Not desperately successfully, I think. Though I think dramatically it's one of the most effective. I mean, the thing is, there are six Abraham plays. You know, we've got at least. It's the most surviving play. And if we go into his children and his various offspring, etc., we've got various other elements of this this branch of the Bible. So, yes, there are other Abrahams available. There's another unattached one, which is from Northampton, which one day we will look at, I'm sure. And, of course,
all the other cycles.
Abraham from Northampton, oh, I.
Yeah. I kind of would love to do an installation piece where all the Abrahams play one after the other in a succession, and everyone's just getting more and more desperate for the evening to end. But I would never actually do it. I just love it as a concept.
The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/BeyondShakespeare.